Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The world runs not by grace, but you bomb my country, I bomb you back. You hurt me, I hurt you back. And grace goes against that. We look for those who fall through the cracks. We care about what Jesus said is the least of these, my brethren. So many advances come through Christians. For example, who were the first Americans to get the Ebola virus? They were Christian missionaries, Samaritans First, SIM, because they're out there on the front lines. And in a place like South Korea and many African countries, in the United States, you say the word Christian and you get all these negative words we were talking about. In much of the world, you say the word Christian and you get a smile on your face. They're the people who educate me. They're the people who care for the sick. They're the people who look after AIDS victims. It's a positive word, not a negative word.
And even what you just said, Philip, about just living the way Christ wants us to live, it is, you know, tending to the needs in a way that's sacrificial with a heart of love. And it's also breaking bread at your table with your neighbors that think differently than you. I mean, to have a winsome way where we live out and we can rest in the finished work of Christ, that it plays out in the way that we work, but also the way we rest, in the way that we play, in the way we celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Where there's a freedom in it and not such an agenda in it, you know?
That's very true. I looked in my book for what I call grace dispensers. These are people who just find ways to dispense grace. And the one that impressed me the most was this woman in Canada who said, I feel called to minister to telephone solicitors. And I said, you mean those people who call always at the most irritating hour, right when I'm about to take my first bite of a hot dinner, and they talk for 5 minutes without letting me say I'm not interested? She said, yeah, those people. She said, all day long, people like you curse them, hang up on them, and they've got a tough job. Many of them are single parents. They're barely making the minimum wage. I listen to everything they say. I almost never buy anything. And then at the end, I say, that must be a very hard job. And they say, yeah, it is. You wouldn't believe the kind of people I deal with. And then she says, people like me, right? And then she says, and I'm a Christian. I believe in prayer. Is there something I can pray with you about? Mm. And she started telling stories of people who would just open up and break down in tears on the phone with salesmen going on behind them, you know, giving their spiel out. But someone who showed them a little grace in the midst of a pretty tough world out there. And if we Christians look for those cracks like that, where people don't expect it, grace is unexpected. It's undeserved. That's the point. And when we do that, then the world says, oh, there's something different about these people. There's something different about what they believe.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.